Sagt Rabbi Yochanan, explain the reason of Shimon ben Yehuda in the name of Rabbi Shimon. He's the one who says that a female designated as an oila, a pesach, or an oshim does not get kedusha laguf. Is based on the pasuk that says that a tamei animal may be redeemed. Clearly, it cannot be referring to a non-kosher animal, so it must be referring to an animal that is tamei for a particular type of carbon, meaning, for example, a female separated from something that's not fit to be, and the pasuk teaches it does not get kedushas aguf. For Ektamar, the end of the pasuk says that the animal must be redeemed through a full redemption process. However, according to the way we just explained of Shimon, he would not require a redemption process because a female does not have kedushas aguf. So Rabbi Zeir, in the name of Rabbi Lazar, therefore says the pasuk actually teaches that only something that is tamei in every circumstance does not get kedushas aguf. However, a female which is valid in other circumstances, for example, as a bird oila, does get kedushas aguf. Shekmar v'avin arbun es, animals that were involved in znus with a person are never allowed to go onto the mizbech, and yet we find that they get kedushas aguf. As the era said, the pasuk means that if this species of animals never fit for the mizbech, it does not get kedushas aguf. However, animals involved with znus are of a species allowed in the mizbech, as are females of all species of which the males may be brought as a kabbonis, and therefore it's different. Shekmar, the pasuk referred to above can't be discussing an animal of a species that cannot be brought in the mizbech, because such an animal would not have to go through a redemption process, which is discussed later in the pasuk, and the Gemara obliges with this kasha. Zakta Mishnah Locha Hey, Hegdish would set prices for their purchases of wine, oil, and flour once every 30 days. If during that time prices rise, Hegdish continues to pay the lower price. If prices decrease, Hegdish is only charged a decreased price. If the flour gets wormy or the wine spoils during this time before it's brought on the mizbeach, the seller has to replace the items to Hegdish at no cost. At no cost to Hegdish. The seller does not take ownership of the money until the items have been successfully offered on the mizbeach. Dr. Marv Shimon taught that the sellers would get ownership of the money right away because Kahanamah is reason, and we are therefore not concerned that the flour will become wormy or that the wine will spoil. Hadnolach Perek Hataruma. Perek Eluhena Memunim Perek Chamishi. Zok the Mishnah Halacha Aleph Pesiata Deshmaya. The following is a list of people anointed to be in charge of the departments listed along with them. Yechon ben Pichos was in charge of the seals. Achio was in charge of the Nesachim. Masiyah ben Shmuel was in charge of the lotteries. Psachia was Mordechai. The Mishnah says, and who was called by this name because he opened and explained many difficult concepts, topics, and concepts, and spoke 70 different languages. So he was in charge of the pairs of birds. Benachia was in charge of the healing stomach problems. Nechunya was in charge of digging ditches. Givini was in charge of calling out. Gemara explained all these different things. Ben Gever was in charge of closing the gates. Ben Bovi was in charge of the wicks and the menorah. Ben Arza was in charge of the bells. Hugras ben Levi was in charge of the singing. Garmu family was in charge of lechem aponim. The Aptinas family was in charge of the ketores. Elazar was in charge of the paroiches, and Pinchas was in charge of the clothing. Zokim Rav Chizkiya in the name of Rav Simon, and the Rabbanon argue as to why dafka these 15 people were singled out, when there must have been many more who held these positions throughout all the years. So one says the listed people were the most righteous ones who have ever held their respective positions. The other says that they were the ones in charge at the time that the Mishnah was taught. Rabbi Yoina said the pasuk says I will assign him a portion from the Rabbim, and he will divide spoils with the strong ones. I state in pasuk. He says it's first Rabbi Akiva who established the Mishnah, Medrash, Halakas, and Agadz. Others say that they were established by the Anshin Knesset. Like Dr. Rabbi Akiva established the Klaus and Protzer. Rabbi Vahu said the pasuk refers to teachers as being Seifrim. Why? Because it refers to their making lists to facilitate easier remembering of the Torah that the person learns. For example, we say, Avos Malachai says, Abom Kosar Achas, Abom Avos Nezikim, etc. Rabbi Akiva said the pasuk refers to Ezra as a Seifer twice in the pasuk to teach that he, just like he counted the words of the Torah for exact spelling, so too, he also counted the words of the Chum. He made lists for easier learning and remembering. Chagai, in the name of Shmuel Bar Nachman, said, the earlier generations went through 15 different labors, meaning, you know, the B'derech Mashal, to assure that Torah is easily understood and remembered, and yet we have nothing to eat. We don't understand anything at all. Rabbi Abba Bar Zemina, in the name of Rabbi Zeira, said, if the earlier generations were like Malachim, we're like regular people. If they were like men, then we were like donkeys. And Ramana added, and we're not even like the donkeys of Pinchas Ben Yair. The Gemara gives the famous story of his donkey, Pinchas Ben Yair's donkey, refused to eat for 3 days until something that had full mice were taken from it, even to take it beyond just a demai, was taken from it. And then finally, the donkey ate. Mishnah said Psaki ala Akinan. Gemara explains he was called Psaki because he opened and explained difficult topics. Yodeya b'shivim loshon. A brisa says that a Sanhedrin that had two members who could speak all 70 languages and all the remaining members were able to understand but not speak them was considered a valid Sanhedrin. If three of them could already speak all the 70 languages, it was considered to be a mediocre Sanhedrin. If four people could already speak of the Sanhedrin could speak all 70 languages, it was considered to be a wise Sanhedrin. In the Sanhedrin of Yavne, there were four such members, and this was the Gemara lists. Chista and Rabbi Yosef, son of Rabbun, each related how once there was a drought and no one knew where to get barley for the carbon omer. A deaf mute tried signaling where barley could be found, and Psachia, with his wisdom, was able to decipher what the person was trying to say. The Gemara relates a story that Psachi was able to understand the coded words of three women who each brought a carbon, even though the other Chacham could not correctly understand it. Mishnah ben Achia v'chulu. Since the Kehanim would walk barefoot in the Beis HaMikdash and eat a lot of meat and drink a lot of water and not drink really any wine, so they would have stomach problems, and which Ben Achia knew how to cure and take care of.